Chapter 3. Religion is okay for the weak-minded. The world of the U5. Aren't Christians supposed to be nice? My impression is that Christians are snotty. Also, my first impression of preachers is that they are scary. Christians just think they are better than everyone else. Becky B., U5 from Ontario, Canada. Cynthia M. is a U5 from Indiana. Remember that U5s are the most resistant, even antagonistic, to the church and to the gospel. But also remember that among the unchurched, U5s account for only 5% of the total. We must not stereotype all unchurched persons as U5s, for they represent only a small minority. So when we tell the stories of people like Cynthia, keep in mind that they are not your typical unchurched persons. Deborah White, who interviewed Cynthia, made a noble effort to share the gospel with her. Deborah commented, "I took a shot and tried to share my faith. Well, she totally shot me down so fast, she made my head swim. I could see in her face the disgust with many of the questions about God and heaven and hell." Like many U5s, Cynthia seems to be struggling with deep personal problems. She is an alcoholic who married at age 16 and strove to raise 3 children. Her marriage has been shaky. On at least one occasion, she and her husband contemplated divorce, though they remain married today. Cynthia's middle daughter had a child out of wedlock. Her oldest son has a drug problem and is presently serving prison time. Like many of the unchurched in the U5 group, Cynthia never goes to church and would not go if invited. For her, church is not reality. It's not issues of today. The sermons are the same, and I don't agree with any of them. Of course, we are not clear how she has become so informed about sermons when she never attends church. We do not see Cynthia as a viewer of television preaching either. The 2 words Cynthia used to describe Christians are hypocritical and preachy. She seems to have no level of comfort with Christians or with any aspect of the church, and she resents God for all that has happened in her life. How can we reach people like Cynthia? Though the U5 group is indeed a small number of all unchurched, they still represent about 8 million people in the United States alone. And since many U5s do not even believe in the existence of God, they are indeed the most difficult to reach. Nevertheless, we must not...